The big push has been underway for some time now concerning soil health. Tom Christensen, Associate Chief for Operations with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, says it's really a major effort that they have underway.
That's really what I might classify as a movement. It's kind of a bit of back to the basics, understanding the importance of soil, how to improve that soil health, and the conservation systems that support that. So that's very high on our agenda, along with the partnership. In addition to that, we're looking to streamline some of our own processes as an agency. And the reason we're interested in that is so that we can take our limited technical assistance and dedicate it more towards the conservation planning and implementation and less on the contracting processes that challenge them.
He says this applies to everyone.
It applies to every land use, every kind of operation. And if you can improve the health of your soil, obviously it's going to mean better production, economic benefits, but also conservation benefits, clean water, clean air. The benefits are immense as you improve your soil health.
And Christensen says it all starts on a local level.
That's the really neat thing about this voluntary conservation effort going back into the 30s. It all starts at the conservation district office. And they're the key local leaders that are assisting landowners and bringing us to the table and other agencies that can provide assistance. So it is a locally based effort for sure.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.